Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Ricky Nafani, and this week we're putting the spotlight on this question from Philip.
My home in Cambridge has about 60% compact fluorescent light bulbs, and the rest are LEDs. Should I be chucking out the former, even though they still work, on the grounds that they use lots of power compared with LEDs, or should I just wait until they break over time and only replace them with LEDs then?
Compact fluorescent light bulbs, or CFLs, are the energy-saving bulbs that slowly replaced the inefficient incandescent filament bulbs you used to be able to find. Now LEDs are on the scene, and they're even more efficient than CFLs. But should we rush to replace all our bulbs with them straight away, or just replace them as they break? Andy Smale from the consultancy Energy Expert cast light on the matter for us.
LED technology is now far superior to compact fluorescent designs. LED bulbs switch on instantly at full brightness, rather than taking a minute or two to warm up. And most LED bulbs now replicate the yellowish light of old filament bulbs very closely, whereas compact fluorescent bulbs can still sometimes have a pink or purple tinge. On the downside, a minority of LED bulbs have a high-frequency flicker, which bothers some people more than others.
No competition between LEDs and CFLs then. But would buying LED bulbs end up costing me more money than they're really worth?
The best LED bulbs use about half the energy of compact fluorescent bulbs for the same light output, and are now claimed to last between 10 and 25 years with typical use. If you buy a pack of them, you can get them for about £2 each. So they will pay for themselves in savings over just 2.5 years if you're replacing a compact fluorescent bulb, and within 4 months when replacing a filament bulb.
Okay, in just a few years, the amount they've saved me in energy costs more than makes up for the initial cost. But can I justify it on environmental grounds? What about CO2 emissions?
Likewise, the carbon emissions resulting from manufacturing a new LED bulb are about 4 kilograms of carbon dioxide, and recycling your old compact fluorescent bulb releases about 100 grams of carbon dioxide, or in the region of about 3 kilograms if you drive 3 miles or so to your nearest recycling centre and back. So there's a one-off 7 to 8 kilogram carbon dioxide cost in replacing the bulbs. But since LEDs release about 2 kilograms less carbon dioxide a year, assuming average usage, then in 4 years you'll have released less carbon dioxide overall than if you hadn't switched them at all. That saving is compounded if you replace all the bulbs in one go. As a result of these advantages, there is a strong economic and environmental argument for replacing all of your older energy-saving bulbs before they expire.
Looks like a no-brainer. Not only are LEDs cheaper, but they're also better for the environment in the long run. Time to go throw away all my old CFLs.
Compact fluorescent bulbs contain environmentally hazardous mercury and other materials which can be recycled. So when they are swapped out, they must only be disposed of in the special facilities available at most recycling centres.
Right. Better be careful to dispose of them safely at a recycling centre. Thanks for the answer, Andy. And now a look at our question for next week from Mehran in the USA.
Is it possible to get HIV from a mosquito or any insect that has drawn blood from an infected person and transfer it to a healthy person?
Scary thought. If you think you know the answer, tweet us at Naked Scientists or join in the debate on the forum. That's nakedscientists.com/forum. Until next time, goodbye from me and the rest of the Naked Scientists team.